From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. At least three gunmen in Afghan security forces uniforms stormed a Shiite shrine in Kabul Tuesday, opening fire and killing at least five people. Hundreds were gathered there for a religious ceremony. An eyewitness told Afghanistan's Tolo News that one attacker blew himself up while another was shot and killed by the security forces. A third seems to be still holed up inside the shrine in the Kart-e-Saki area, along with hostages. Russian President Vladimir Putin has canceled a planned visit to France after French President François Hollande insisted their meeting focus solely on Syria. Mr. Putin was due to travel to Paris October 19th for a visit that would include inaugurating a new Russian Orthodox Church. A Kremlin spokesman says Mr. Putin is ready to meet with Mr. Hollande at a convenient time for the French leader, but Mr. Hollande says he is ready for talks only if they further peace. On Monday, French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said France could face war crimes over its bombing campaign in Syria's northern city of Aleppo. The death toll from Hurricane Matthew continues to mount in the Caribbean. Haiti, the hardest country hit, observed the last of its three official days of mourning on Tuesday. South Korean electronics company Samsung says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the globe of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. Samsung announced earlier in the day that it was stopping all global sales and exchanges of the Galaxy Note 7 and advised all customers to stop using the device immediately. The South Korean firm sustained an 8% loss of its share prices on the stock market. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at the party's top elected official and other Republicans for abandoning his campaign. In a series of postings on his Twitter account, Trump attacked House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan as, quote, a very weak and ineffective leader. On Monday, Ryan told other Republicans that he would no longer campaign for Trump or defend his controversial comments. The emergence of a 2005 tape in which Trump is heard making crude comments about women has led Ryan and some other Republicans to spurn his candidacy. In response, Trump tweeted Tuesday, "It is so nice to have the shackles taken off of me so I can now fight for America the way I want to." President Barack Obama says the United States will send humans to Mars by the 2030s with the help of private companies. In an op-ed published on CNN.com, Mr. Obama wrote, "We have set a clear goal vital to the next chapter of America's story in space, sending humans to Mars by the 2030s and returning them safely to Earth, with the ultimate ambition to one day remain there for an extended time." That's a quote. Mr. Obama said an effective public-private partnership that is essential to transporting humans to Mars and is already underway. The UN's top diplomat in the Democratic Republic of Congo warned Tuesday that the country has entered a period of extreme risk to its stability as a dispute over postponed elections deepens. Maman Sambo Sidiku said the electoral crisis has become a constitutional crisis and that there is no resolution in sight. He warned that actors on all sides appear more and more willing to resort to violence to achieve their ends. Congo's constitution limits the president to two terms. President Joseph Kabila will complete his term on December 19th, but the Independent National Electoral Commission says elections cannot take place till 2018, citing technical difficulties. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russian-backed offensive on Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended its uranium research pact with the U.S. Department of Energy on studying the conversion of six Russian nuclear reactors from highly enriched uranium to less dangerous, low-enriched uranium. The Kremlin said it is willing to reinstate the agreements in return for the West lifting its sanctions for Ukraine, bringing NATO military levels to the presence before they were in 2000. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.